Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Surviving Concrete. I am Bianca, and I don't think we've ever done introductions before. This is the second episode, so excuse all the kinks and me trying to figure out, you know, how to navigate through this new adventure I have called a podcast. So let's see. A little bit about me. I am a 28-year-old African-American female. I am a mother of a wonderful 3-year-old, soon to be 4-year-old. What else? I am wrapping up my master's degree in clinical mental health counseling. So I will be a LGPC in the very, very, very near future. Very near. Like another month and a half, maybe. So shout outs to that. And I'm just really, really excited to just get my feet even more wet within the mental health realm and just like helping people into just figuring out like all the stigmas and how to work around that and just like encouraging everybody to just live better lives, right? So that's a little bit about me. And I started this whole project just because I feel like my community in particular just does not take mental health seriously. Like, we preach about living a good life, you know, positive vibes only, you know, that's the famous saying, right? But nobody really does that shit, right? You know, like, I think that sometimes we need guidance, and that's a human thing. Nobody's perfect. Nobody knows everything. I think that everyone needs some kind of guidance, some kind of, you know, way to figure out life, right? And I think that with African Americans in particular, we are so heavily invested in religion. No shade to anybody who's heavily religious out there, but some people think that that's the end all be all, you know, pray about it, your problems will go away, right? But it won't, right? We have to give ourselves the tools that we need to survive out here. We need to learn how to communicate better, you know, learn how to deal with our traumas and know our triggers and know what we need to avoid and what we need to work on a little bit more. So that's basically what drove me to creating a safe space for African-American males and females and anybody who's not an African-American. Like, if you just listen in and you like the vibe and you like the information that I give you and the resources, then you are welcome here. But I just know that there's a specific need within my community that I hope to reach. Piggybacking off of that, something has really been bothering me lately. I don't know how to, So I'm trying to explain it without, you know, disclosing anything or whatever, but I'm going to just be real, right? We live in a technology world. It's not like the olden days where we actually have to go out there and be more interactive and have like this face-to-face approach with everything. We have technology. We can text our problems away. We can email. We can tweet about it all day until our hands get sore. We can make Facebook posts. You know, we can do all these things. And it's kind of like a mask, right? We put on this front about who we want others, who we want to be to others. Like, for example, I can just post, you know, how happy I am and, you know, how my life is just so perfect and you wish you could be me and I have all the answers. So, you know, follow me and, you know, look at my tweets. But that's not reality, right? We all have some kind of baggage. We all have something that we're working towards as far as mental health or anything, really. But I see so many people that's getting into these social media positions, let's call them influencers, or, you know, you want to help other people, life coaches, influencers, or just somebody who just wants that they know that they have a voice that needs to be heard, right? But sometimes we do it for selfish reasons. And let me tell you what I mean about that. Selfish reasons. what I mean by selfish is that we have not checked in with ourselves. We all have baggage, right? We all have these triggers. We all have these insecurities about ourselves. You may think that your weight is not perfect. So, you may think that you don't parent the way that you want to or the way that you should. You don't, you may not be in a relationship that you perceive to be something that makes you happy, or you're not living up to what you know you can live up to, but you preach to other people as if you do. And that's my problem. I just think that these masks that we hold so dear to our hearts is half of the problem to the journey to mental health, to healthy mental health, I should say. We can say what we want, do what we want on social media. We can be whoever we want. And when I say whoever we want, we can be whoever we want, child. Like, I can Photoshop a picture of myself with the perfect body. You know, I can tweet about how I live in Spain with 6 cars and I got this husband or wife, you know, like I can be somebody else. And you would not be able to tell me otherwise, because this is what I want you to see, right? But you don't see the real stuff. You don't see who I really am. And a lot of people are profiting off of that. You know, they're profiting off of the decrease of mental health levels in other people. You know, we don't talk about the nitty gritty stuff. Like, we don't talk about why we feel like we need surgery to fix our bodies, you know, cosmetic surgery I'm talking about, nothing that you need for health. You know, we don't talk about why we stay in these abusive relationships and, you know, why we feel the need to explain ourselves to a platform of people. We don't talk about why we carry on Twitter and Facebook and we disclose way too much to people that can really care less, instead of going to therapy, you know, and venting to something or somebody that can be a more healthier, safe place. We don't talk about these things. We don't talk about real topics. And I think that that should change. I think that people that have these platforms, that have these audiences, should use them to the best of their ability to bring forth change. But change begins within, right? We cannot change we cannot change certain situations without sparking change within ourselves. So what does that mean, Bianca? It just means being more self-aware, you know, looking within yourself and, you know, saying, self, like, what do I have to work on that, you know, I haven't really before? What have I been, you know, pushing off as, oh, that's just the way I am, or, you know, I've lived this way for 5 years, you know, I'm not changing now. Like, what am I really stagnant in? What areas could I really grow in? You know, we're all comfortable in how we operate. You know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's a famous saying. However, I believe in that things can always be better. You know, progression is an ever, ever, ever flowing thing. And I cannot be stagnant. I just can't. And when it comes to growth and breaking these generational curses and, you know, breaking these traumas that we have and healing them the proper way and, you know, just trying to get to a better lifestyle, I think that we don't talk about it enough. I think that we kind of shy away from it. I think that we let the people see what we want them to see. Because we're not all perfect, right? We're not perfect. We all have something. Every human on this earth has experienced some form of trauma. They've experienced some form of heartbreak. They've experienced some type of generational curse of, you know, abuse or verbal abuse or mental abuse that just keeps going on this cycle, and they don't know how to stop it. And now they're treating their kids the same way that their parents had treated them. You feel me? And we kind of brush it off like, you know, that's just what it is. You know, I grew up in Southeast DC where it was normal to see people getting jumped. it was normal to hear that somebody got shot or somebody passed away. It was normal to hear that somebody got raped the other night, you know? And I've been through countless situations, you know, where I unfortunately have been on the victim end of certain traumas, and we don't talk about it because we're programmed to survive. Like, that's our key thing. Like, we have to survive as African-American people. We have to survive, and whatever we have to do that, we're going to do it. So if that means putting on this mask, listen, like, if this means putting on this mask to survive, we're going to do it. We're going to be whoever they want us to be to survive. And we have to get out of that survival mode and get into the living mode. Get into living your life, you know, like accepting who you are, accepting the past, accepting your current situation, and preparing for a better future. Not just survival, but incorporating all aspects of a healthier living. That means somatic health, you know, that means mental health, that means the social relationships that you hold, you know, being a better person, being a better mom, being a better dad, sister, brother, whatever it is that you are, you know, how can we become a better version of ourselves? And I think that as I grow close to my 30s, I really take heed to that message. Change is uncomfortable. Change is never going to be a comfortable thing, you know. And that goes for anything, you know. Any transition is going to be uncomfortable. It's going to hurt. You may cry most nights, you know. You may hate it. But at the other end of that is some healthy living. It's some healthy living. And I don't know about you all, but I want to give my kids something that they can use for themselves. I want them to have the tools that they need to not only survive, but to thrive in this world. It can't be about survival anymore. African Americans have spent so many years just surviving, just getting by, just having the bare minimum, not passing anything down to other people, to our children and their children's children. We have to stop it. We have to make our community a community that we can grow with, that we can lift up, that we can heal together. You know, we can heal together. We can talk about our generational hurts and our traumas and all these things that we go through, but we have to take initiative. With that, I realized that in most African American communities, we don't have some of the resources that other communities have, like healthy food, you know. Growing up, the nearest grocery store was, wow, like 30 minutes on the bus, you know. We didn't have a car, you know, so we had to travel pretty far to get some groceries, some real groceries. And I'm not just talking about going to the corner store and getting something to just to eat for tonight. Like, I'm talking about real groceries. We don't have those kind of resources. And if we do, they're highly priced and not affordable. You know, living, the cost of living is sky high. So most of the people that I know back home are rooming up with other people that they know, or they're still living with their families because they cannot survive on a regular paycheck. We have to find ways out of this. We have to try to lift each other up. We have to try to shed some light on the things that are going on in our community, you know. Cost of living, you know, healthier living, you know, whether it be more grocery stores or more gyms, more affordable gyms, or more, you know, programs for our youth that are, you know, empowering, like, you know, just things like that, mentorship programs, you know, mothers clubs, or, you know, fathers clubs, you know, single fathers clubs, you know, something like that, something that will spark that change, or, you know, make that person say, you know what, this situation does matter, and I shouldn't just brush it to the side, you know, I need to work on this is something that I need to work on. And I don't really know why this topic in particular has been so heavily on my mind, but that's all I can think about. And I guess that attributes to the fact that I do spend quite amount of time, you know, just scrolling through Instagram and scrolling through Twitter and scrolling through, you know, Facebook. And I see these people, you know, with these masks on. And I can relate. I can relate because there have been countless years where I've worn a mask as well. Not saying that I don't anymore, because I think sometimes I do. I think we all do, you know, here and there, if not all the time, you know, here and there. But I think that I've learned to be self-aware and to take more time to reflect, you know, reflect on different situations that I've been in and what they mean to me and what they mean to my son and how to move forward from that. And, you know, what kind of baggage am I bringing to my friendships and my relationships and my family? You know, how can I change that? You know, how can I work through this in a positive, healthy way? I want better for us. I really do. There are a ton of resources out here, y'all. I have updated my website. If you haven't already checked it out, it's survivingconcrete.wordpress.com. You can find blog posts, you can find resources, you can contact me if you want to submit an anonymous, you know, post about something that you've gone through. But there are so many resources out here that some people don't know about. So it's up to us, and it's definitely up to me to take initiative and make sure that we get the things that we need to change our path from survival to thriving. Away from that topic, I think that social media in general can be toxic if used too much. And that piggybacks off of what I said previously, you know, about how we see these things, or we want these things that aren't really realistic for us, but they look nice, right? I think that we spend way too much time on social media, and I think that we should really just get more in touch with ourselves and the people that are around us. You know, spend 5 days just like off your phone. Like, don't log into social media. Do not make a tweet. Don't scroll. Don't get on Facebook. Don't get on Instagram. No Snapchat either. Like, nothing. Just don't get on anything. And just like really take it all in. Like, take in like how you feel in the morning when you first wake up. Like, is your body tense? You know, are you stressed? Do you have a headache? You know, what are you thinking about? You know, and look at the people around you. You know, how are they feeling? How are they reacting? Like, when is the last time you asked somebody how their day was and you genuinely wanted to know? You know, when's the last time you checked up on that friend who was having a hard time? You know what I'm saying? You know, when is the last time that you gave uninterrupted time to your child or your spouse or your mom or your dad or whoever? You know, when is the last time you took a hike and just connected with nature? You know, these are some of the things that I think about that I am definitely guilty of doing. I can't remember the last time I spent like a couple of days just off my phone, like off the grid, like don't return text messages or phone calls or get on anything. And that's a to-do list for me. That's something that's on my to-do list. But we just spend way too much time on these things, and with that, we lose connection with ourselves. We're not connected enough with ourselves to realize the different kind of emotions that we're feeling. We can't process things because we're processing what everybody else feels about what we're going through. But instead, we should be processing what we feel about what we're going through, if that makes sense, right? The process should be, you know, how did I get here? How did I get in this situation? What made it worse? What can make it better? What can I change within myself to prevent this from happening again? What did I learn? What did I gain? You know, these are some of the things you should ask yourself. You know, like, where do I want to be, you know, after this situation? You know, how can I progress from here? How can others benefit from my experiences? You know, just taking some really good solitary time and just thinking without social media. You know, and just experiencing life. Everything is not a tweetable moment. It's not. It is not. Everything is not a snappable moment. Everything is not meant to be on an Instagram story. Some things are just meant to be lived. And I appreciate the fact that these social media accounts are here to kind of capture memories. But trust me, the best memories are lived when you live them off your phone. So, in closing, my message for you all for this week is to just get in tune with yourself and who you are. Like, who are you? Besides your name and your age and where you're from and, you know, being a mom or a dad or a friend, like, who are you really? Like, what do you represent? Who are you? And what do you want to be? You know, what do you want to change? What don't you want to change? What do you wish would be better? What do you wish you would heal from? You know, take this time to really assess yourself, assess your needs on a personal level, and see how you can grow from there. You know, all we have is each other, and you definitely have me. So I'm going to wrap it up here. I thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Surviving Concrete. And please take this week to focus on you, get some self-care in, and love yourself. And if nobody told you they loved you, I definitely do.